We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. .com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Cars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Cigar Oktoberfest culminates with a mega beer tasting where we usually sample 20, 25 various beers, ales, lagers, pilsners, IPAs, stouts. But this five-star general cannot just rest on our laurels. We have to make it bigger and better every year. So last year, I think we did, 28, 30. We upped it. I have a very important number, a very relevant number, especially since I am a graduate of Syracuse University. We have 44 beers that we will sample today. Why 44? Well, it's a great number. I couldn't help myself. Syracuse number 44, all the great running backs. The zip code changed to 13244 while I was a student there because of the significance. So great running backs at Syracuse, and this Syracuse grad will sample 44 fantastic beers that I have chosen over the past several weeks. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. Your global five-star commanding general and Alpha male in chief front and center, we have moved Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. Once again, Tommy DiAddio, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement and the General Manager of the Davidoff Lounge here in Tampa, our host. He will be joining us in just a few moments. Actually, he's got some special Texas bourbon whiskey tasting maneuvers he's going through right now, but he will be joining us. But we do have a very special guest, a beer expert. We have Tim Schachten, the brewmaster at Eulalie Restaurant in downtown Tampa, a very unique restaurant that pays tribute and homage to the history of Florida, owned by a very good friend of mine, Richard Gonsmart of the Columbia Restaurant Group. And Richard and I go way back. In fact, some history. We did the show, the Cigar Dave Show, its forerunner Smoke This, for about 2 years, the first Saturday of every month, from the Columbia Restaurant, from the original, what was their cafe for cigar rollers that was created back in 1905. We had a great time until the enemies of pleasure reared their ugly heads in Florida and said, no more smoking in bar or in restaurants. Bars, yes, but not in restaurants. So we had to end that. But Richard's been a longtime friend. And, Tim, it is great to have you, the brewmaster. You've got a great history in beer.
Long ashes to you, General.
Back
it's
at
a
you.
Pleasure to be here. And on behalf of Eulalie and Eulalie Spring Brewery, what a wonderful blend of bottles you have on the table. I can't wait to get into these libations.
Well, it's very scientific, Tim. Let me tell you how I do it. This started about, I don't know, 12, 14 years ago when we began mega beer tasting maneuvers for Cigar Oktoberfest. I went into a beer store in Tampa that has a large selection, and I said, all right, what criteria should I use? The first year my criteria was, is the name cool? Does it sound interesting? And does the package look good? And I did that, and I picked, I don't know, maybe a dozen, 14 beers, and it worked. So I've continued that. Now we vary it up. We try to get some international beers, some ales, some stouts. But if it grabs me with the packaging or the name, for example, we've got the Funky Buddha Bonita Applebum, which is like an apple pie-infused type of beer. How could I turn my back on that? How could I say no to that? So we've got some great beer names that we have brought here. But before we get into talking about specific beers, let's talk about Oktoberfest in München. It is the world's largest Volksfest. Should I talk like this, like Arnold Schwarzenegger the entire time? That's what I said. It's a combination between German and Arnold. Yeah, it's fantastic. The world's largest beer festival and traveling fun fair, held annually in München, Bavaria, Germany. It is a 16 to 18 day folk festival running from mid or late September to the first Sunday in October. More than 6 million people attend the event every year. Locally in Germany, it is often called the Weissen, or after the colloquial name for the fairgrounds. Now, what is interesting is the history of Oktoberfest. King Ludwig I, who reigned from 1825 to 1848, married Princess Teresa of Saxe Hildburghausen on 12 October 1810. I can't help myself going into this German accent. I mean, all this beer and talking about Oktoberfest. The citizens of Munich were invited to attend the festivities held on the fields in front of the city gates to celebrate the royal event. The fields were named Theresienwiese, Teresa's Meadow, in honor of the crown princess. It has kept the same name ever since, and that is the origins. Those are the origins of Oktoberfest. Loads of beer, loads of very, I know why they call it a Hefeweizen, because many of the women that serve it are a little bit on the hefe side, a little large, a little rotund, with ample décolletage and racogeal areas showing. Let me tell you, there's some of those German women over there, they're beasts. There's just no other way to describe it that serve. They have the steins, like 12 of them in their hands at any one given time. But we now celebrate Oktoberfest around the world. And somebody told me a number of years ago, they said, General, why are you doing Oktoberfest, Cigar Oktoberfest, in all the way to the end of October? Because Oktoberfest begins in September and ends in early October. And my answer was, well, the Germans couldn't have been too smart. If they would have been smart, they would have called it Septemberfest, since the festival starts in September. So we are not only going to call it Oktoberfest, the end of October, even though Oktoberfest in Germany has officially ended, because of all the beers, there is no possible way we will taste all 44 in the 2 hours. So I've just created a new celebration, a new holiday. It's called Novemberfest. And next week, we'll probably get to about 25 beers in this 2 hours. We'll finish all the other beers next week. So this is going to be one of those multi-part series, like Who Shot JR? You have to wait until next week to find out the ending. But we've got some fantastic beers. Before we get into talking about the different beers, Tim, let's talk about your background, because there is an interesting brew house chain in the Tampa Bay area called Hops.
Correct.
Which was really one of the first in the country, and they grew, and I know there was one in South Tampa, not far from where we are now. They actually had two. They had a restaurant with the beer, the little brewery in there, and then right across the street they had another one, which is more just like a beer bar. But that was really the first time in the area, going back about 20 years, where people looked and said, wow, a place, a restaurant, makes their own beer. That was a novel concept at the time.
Correct. The craft beer scene was relatively new. And, you had a small little seven-barrel brew house that started in Clearwater in 1989. I came out of the Marine Corps, got home from Desert Storm. I spent all my sea money.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah. And I walked into the brewery, got a job. I actually come from a family that has brewing experience in Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee, I mean, when you think of Milwaukee, that still is. Not as much, but it really was back in the days when beer was regional. That was a big mega center of brewing. Milwaukee Brewers. Why do you think there's the name that?
My great-great-grandfather's name was John Schendorf, and he emigrated from Munich, actually, to Milwaukee in the 1880s. And my grandfather came down here after World War II. He had frostbite from the Battle of the Bulge, and he said, I'm not living in Milwaukee anymore. And he put the whole family in the car and drove down, and we landed here in Tampa Bay. So I never really used my family connections. I was kind of a self-starter in the business.
Right.
I walked into a hops, a young buck, and I was able to do the work. I committed to it. It seemed to come natural to me. And we went with that concept, and we built hops to 78 fully functioning breweries.
Was it 78? That is huge.
We had a staff of over 50 brewers at one time. It was an amazing thing, and it was my first foray into the whole idea of fusion, you know, with the culinary side. Most of often before, it hasn't been that way. It was since Prohibition, at least. And it was a pleasure to be involved with that operation. Without that level of experience growing up through the 90s, just building brewery after brewery throughout the state, I would never have been had the honor and privilege to be able to open Eulalie as it stands now, which is a total beer palace restaurant in Tampa here.
Well, I remember Richard telling me, Richard Gonsmart, the owner of the Columbia Restaurant Group, and he's been on the show many times, and he told me about the concept of Eulalie. And of course, what he thought it would take to open. And, of course, the budget was exceeded multiple times over, as he would tell me. But now it's one of the most successful restaurants in the state. But he said, I want to do something unique. I want to put in our own mini brewery in there and do our own beers and combine it with some of the culinary delicacies that we're going to be making. And I happen to be recording an Oktoberfest show over at Cigar City Brewing, not far from here. And who comes walking in? Richard Gonsmart with one of his restaurant guys looking, and they wanted to talk to Joey Redner and get some ideas and take the tour. So it's amazing how it kind of comes full circle. So how did you end up with Eulalie becoming their head brewmaster?
I was very fortunate in that I have a close, dear family friend who has worked with the Gonsmarts for many years. And he overheard Richard walking through the restaurant saying, I'm looking for a brewer. And he got on the phone with me immediately. And said, get your resume together. Get over here.
Right.
And I just remember meeting Richard at Eulalie before it was Eulalie. It was Waterworks Pump Station Number 3.
Right.
It was just an old building that had seen better days. And he knocked the door down, literally. We walked in, and there were open fire pits in the middle of the place. It was in a pretty bad state of disrepair, but just taking 5 minutes to listen to his idea behind Eulalie, I just said I was sold hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, I love the idea. We had no idea it would grow to what we have today. It's just amazing to see. And we're over 1,000 people a day coming into our restaurant tap room. It's so beautiful, right on the Riverwalk.
How many beers on tap do you have at any one given time?
I try to keep it simple.
Right.
I don't want to have 100 beers on a chalkboard. I have usually 10 to 12 beers.
It's still a pretty good number.
Yeah. 9 of them are core,
right.
Which means, you know, I carry them year-round. And I do a lot of barrel-aging beers. I do lambics. But we also are very I consider Eulalie to be a very traditional brewery. So we carry classics, you know, Pilsner, Red Ale. Stout. These are beers that people have been drinking for the 10th and ever. And so we got a great stable of beers. And, of course, the barrel aging is unique and wonderful in that it gives a fingerprint signature to every individual beer. So currently on tap right now, we have our seasonal Q beer, which is
we're going to sample that.
Fest. Yeah.
Right. Named after Quentin.
Correct.
Which is one of Richard's German Shepherds. He and I have shared something. We both are big German Shepherd fans, both have German Shepherds. And Quentin is actually one of his German Shepherds.
It's wonderful. We also have another beer called Rusty's Red, and that's
which is a Rusty, his former Reich, who was a great dog.
But that, along with many other different beers that cover a great category of beer styles, and I look forward to talking about them with you. And I'm looking at what you have on the table here, and I can't even conceptualize drinking all these beers at once.
If it were mortal beta males, they would be intimidated by looking at four. They'd be intimidated by looking at four. As alpha males, we look at 44 and say, we're not even going to break a sweat. That's a piece of cake. Not a problem. We could go 88. Maybe next year we have to top that. We double it. Let me ask you a question, Tim. What is the number one selling beer on tap at Eulalie?
We have a Pilsner. It's a German-American style Pilsner. It's called Eulalie Light.
So it's more of a mild, medium type of taste?
Well, I would qualify it as a very traditional beer. I use Weihenstephaner yeast, German malt.
And German beers, the traditional, are not super full flavored. Everybody thinks they are. They're really not.
They're supposed to, you know, I believe that people have a genetic predisposition to drink beer to sate their thirst. And I obsess about that daily. What makes people want the second round? When the empty glass comes back across the bar and the hand comes out, let's go.
Right.
When I thought about Eulalie Light, I thought about, well, I want floral, I want spicy, I want traditional. I want the type of hops in the beer that you could put in that beer, and you don't have to be a craft beer enthusiast to understand that this is a high-quality beer. And one of the things that we do at Eulalie Spring Brewery is we focus on quality raw materials. So, you know, most of our beers are brewed to the European beer standard. They just have malt, hops, yeast, and water alone. But we have a couple more beers, too, like our wedding beer is a very popular beer, and that's a mixed berry fruit lager, and a lot of people love that beer.
And there is a term, a phrase, that is used in Germany, the purity a law. What is that phrase?
It's called Reinheitsgebot.
Reinheitsgebot.
My chef likes to refer to it as Ron Howard's boat.
Ron Howard's boat.
It's a big deal.
Reinheitsgebot. You will not pronounce it incorrectly. Reinheitsgebot. Now let's start. Tim Schachten, head brewmaster of Eulalie, who's going to be our guest and our beer expert on our entire Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show today. Let's talk about beer. Now, so many people see beer, but many people may not realize exactly what goes into beer. And I always like to give a beer 101 primer to everyone. Beer, one of the oldest, most widely consumed alcoholic drinks in the world. Third most popular drink overall after water and tea, which is very interesting. I would think coffee would be up amongst the top two, but it's not. Beer is brewed from cereal grains, most commonly from malted barley, though wheat, corn, rice also used. During the brewing process, fermentation of the starch sugars in the wort produces ethanol and carbonation in the resulting beer. Most modern beer is brewed with hops, adds bitterness and other flavors, and also acts as a natural preservative and stabilizing agent. But you can also have other flavoring agents, such as grains, herb, fruit, instead of the hops, and we'll see some of that as well. And what is interesting to me is that when you think about beer, it's sold virtually everywhere on the planet. Every country has their own unique beer, and we've got some beers from across the globe. But when we talk about beer, going the history of beer, the earliest archaeological evidence of fermentation consists of 13,000-year-old residues of a beer with the consistency of gruel, which is used by the semi-nomadic Natufians for ritual feasting at the Rockefet Cave in the Carmel Mountains near Haifa in Israel. So think about that. Beer, 13,000 years old. It is really incredible. There's no beers that we would want to sample that are 13,000 years old, because aging in beer is not like aging in whiskey or other spirits, but nonetheless very interesting. So, Tim, let's talk about, you just mentioned the German purity law, but let's talk about brewing 101. What goes into beer? The first thing we know, you got to have good water.
Water's key. I mean, clean, filtered, pure water comprises the vast majority of a beer. At Eulalie Spring Brewery, it's very simple. You know, we obsess over the highest quality malts, hops. We use great quality yeast. I like to think of Eulalie Spring Brewery people come to me as if they would go into La Segunda Bakery to get a loaf of Cuban bread.
And for people across the country that may not know what La Segunda is, it's a very well-known bakery in Ybor City, the traditional cigar-making historical area of Tampa, and they make incredible bread with a palm leaf, the Cuban bread that is served at the Columbia restaurant. And if you've never had it, when you come to Tampa, you got to have the Cuban bread. It's got to be warm. It's fantastic.
And there's a certain degree of authenticity to that transaction. So we really are focused on the highest quality malts and hops that we can use. But it's a very simple process. The idea is to mill the grain. And what you do is you...
Now, what type of grain? You're saying there's different types of malts.
At Eulalie, we primarily use malted barley.
Malted barley.
We can use malted wheat and malted rye, depending on the style of beer.
Right.
But the whole idea, the malting process is important. They take the grains out of the field and they lay them on the floor. They spray the grain with water and the acrospire emerges from the grain, and then they take the green off the seed, and then they roast it in a kiln. And when they do that, they empower the starches in the endosperm of the grain to convert to sugar.
Now, is there various countries or areas in the United States you buy the malts that add different flavor characteristics to a beer?
Well, you see, the great thing about craft beer in America is it's a worldwide market. So I'm seeking flavors and I'm seeking quality. Sometimes my malts for my British ales come from Britain.
Okay.
And they've been making the same type of grain for centuries for the exclusive purpose of brewing. So you're looking for that authentic field flavor. That's what you look for. Or if you're making a Pilsner, you can use domestic grain, which is high quality, which is usually from the upper Midwestern United States or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about cold region.
Right.
And same thing with the hops. Hops are usually, generally speaking, they're cold region, high altitude.
Washington State, Oregon, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a pretty popular growing area for hops.
Think about the West Coast as piney, citrusy,
right.
And then you've got the South Pacific. You've got melons and gooseberry and fruit. And, you know, then you've got the European standard, and you've got floral, spicy. Again, I come back to that. But it starts with the malt, and you crack that grain open, and we have a mill at Eulalie. So I like to mill because you can control the flavor with the mill. You crack open that shell of that grain, and then you drop it into a mash tun. And that's basically a big kettle, like a big coffee pot. And you mix the grain in with hot water at a very specific temperature. And what you're looking for is all the soluble starches to convert to a highly fermentable sugar. And that usually requires a rest. And then you rest it, convert the sugar, and then pull the liquid out of the grain. And that liquid is the raw beer. We call it wort.
Right.
And we'll boil the wort. As it boils, we'll add hops. And the hops are critical. You know, there's so many different flavors with hops. I could talk to you for several shows about hops alone. But the hops contribute bitterness, flavor, and aroma. And they are added throughout the series, throughout the time of the boil, at the end of the boil, after fermentation. It's a dry hopping process.
And how long does it take from the time that you put the malt in with the water until the beer comes out?
2 to 6 weeks on a steel tank. Longer in a barrel.
Longer in a barrel, and ales less time than lager?
Correct.
All right, and we'll get, when we come back with Tim Schachten, the head brewmaster of Eulalie, we'll talk about the various styles of beer, lager and ales, stouts, everything you need to know about beers. Then we start our tasting maneuvers, 44 different beers to get to between this week and next week. It's so big that Cigar Dave's Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers becomes Novemberfest next week as we continue from the Davidoff of Geneva Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the San Latano Requiem Habano. This cigar is blended with Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran tobaccos, but seals the deal with a rare Brazilian Habano. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
It's Cigar Dave's Cigar Oktoberfest Beer Tasting Maneuvers. The General is now ready to be served by bodacious beer maids, showing ample amounts of rackage and stackage.
Just like it is in München with the German, the Deutsche Dames, serving all those big steins of the Spaten and the Mausen and all the other Oktoberfest beers. Tim Schachten, the master... the head brewmaster over at Eulalie restaurant, and I guess we could call it beer garden, really. That's close enough. because you got what? How many? You've got 12 tanks there? 15 tanks?
Oh, I've got enough to capacity to service the tap room at 1,000 people a day. So I carry about 4,000 gallons in inventory at any given time.
Outstanding. So as we continue Cigar Oktoberfest mega beer tasting maneuvers, before we start getting into the tasting end of things, let's talk about the various styles of beer, because there's so many different styles of beer. And as craft brewers have gotten involved, we see much more creativity than we have, say, with the old days when you just had your lagers, which are Coors and Bud and so on. But let's talk about the various styles of beer. First up, let's talk about lager. That's probably the number one selling style beer still in the United States.
Well, lager represents over 80% of the entire world beer.
Oh, the world?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big deal. And it's difficult to execute a high-quality lager. Now, we've got 6 lagers currently on tap out of our 11 beers on tap. So it's unusual for a craft brew pub to carry that many lagers. It requires a lot of storage space.
Why is lager different? Just more time necessary to age the beer?
Yes, the lager yeast is it ferments at cooler temperatures and requires more deft and dexterous processing. You need a brief cold storage. Cold storage literally translates to lager. And the idea is, even when the beer is ice cold, the yeast is still active. It's seeking sugar. And that's why, at the end of the process, it's crisp and clean. It cannot be replicated by ale production. There's world-class ales out there, don't get me wrong. But lager takes a long time. And
that's a bottom fermenting yeast?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So lager, bottom fermenting yeast, cold storage is really what it translates to.
Correct.
And that's why many craft brewers, they don't have the capacity to store. That's why many of them are doing ales. When we think of lagers, a little bit lighter in flavor.
Well, I would counter that with you could qualify a lager as crisp. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean to imply that it would be lighter. But most beer styles that are qualified as lagers tend to be lighter. But you can have a bold, dark, deep, rich lager, too. But the whole idea is that cold storage is so unique because what happens is there's a lot of CO2 production in the beer. And as the CO2 constantly gasses up through the beer, it's scrubbing and tempering the flavors of the beer. So you tend to have something that's more measured and balanced at the end.
Exactly what I would use. It's very balanced, smooth and balanced on a lager. And when we think of lagers, some of the names, Budweiser, Miller, Coors, Pilsner Urquell, Stella Artois, Corona, Heineken, Foster's, those are all lagers.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Then we move into ales. An ale is a warm fermentation method with the yeast activity taking place at the top of the tank.
Correct. Ales are world-renowned as well. My favorite beer that's not produced at Eulalie is Guinness, and that's an ale. It's a classic, you know. Again, coming back to it.
But when we think about it, isn't that's a stout?
It is a stout, and stouts are made with ale yeast.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. Just learned something. I see. So stout is an ale, is a form of an ale.
Correct. But you see, that's the American brewers throwing all this stuff to the wind, man. The craft brewers, especially here in the Tampa region, are just throwing caution to the wind. We're coming up with all sorts of beers that you can't even qualify professionally. You know, and that's the beauty of it. You're going to come up with something that could be radically different, and that's the great thing about Tampa.
So we can characterize a Guinness as a brown ale. It's stout, but would that
stout.
Be a brown? So it would not be a brown ale.
Yeah.
So brown ale. Tell me about brown ale and pale ale.
Well, let's see. Now, brown ale is more of like a distant cousin to porters and stouts. And you know, you've got not as dark malts that go into making a brown ale, but a much different flavor profile. And of course, porter was around before stout was. Porter was literally named because that was the dark beer that they served porters in the rail cars.
And then, interesting.
Yeah, and then, of course, as time went by, they came up with a much heavier, sturdier, darker beer, and that became stout. Now, pale ales, again, a very rich tradition with pale ales and IPAs. IPAs are very important.
Now, India pale ale is interesting because the reason that they call it India Pale Ale because it's very hoppy. That was almost a natural preservative.
Correct.
And they would travel back and forth in the old days with the ships.
Yeah, the London Brewers Guild pretty much invented the India Pale Ale, so the beer could last on a ship from sailing from London to Bombay. And you see, when the British troops got came back from India and they came back home, they insisted, "Hey, let's put the milds to the side now. I want IPA now because that's what I've been drinking all this time."
Right.
And of course, American craft brewers, boy, again, taking it to the extreme. There's so many different types of IPAs out there.
More IPAs than I've ever seen before.
Yes, sir.
That's because I think the craft brewery drinker, the craft brewing drinker, wants a fuller flavored, more complex beer.
It's unapologetic.
Unapologetic.
It's in your face.
Correct. And it's the same thing with cigars. The number one selling cigar is still a mild to medium bodied cigar, but there are those that want a fuller flavored cigar, and that tends to be a minority, but they are diehards, similar to the people that seek out craft brewers, that travel the country finding craft brewers and going to their tap rooms and sample rooms. They want that India Pale Ale or those heartier beers.
Amen. And, you know, IPA is such a wonderful style in Tampa, too. Tampa IPA has a unique flavor profile. You know, you've got a little bit of the astringency of the West Coast IPA. You got some of the fruity characteristics of, say, a hazy New England. A little bit of both. I like to call them 7.5-75s. 7.5% alcohol, 75 IBUs.
And that leads us to the next thing, international bitterness units.
Yes.
The higher the number, what I consider the more bitter or hoppy, if you will. A lager is probably 14, 18, maybe 20.
Budweiser would qualify a 10 or under.
Beer,
the very popular beer in Tampa, my Green Cannonball is 75. The Cigar City High Life, that's about 72 to 75.
Right.
And
we had that last week on the show, and I can tell you definitely noticed a big difference from going from a mild lager to that IPA style, where you get that hoppiness right in the back of the tongue. You get that just touch of hoppiness, that bitterness, just to give a little kick on the way down. Very noticeable. So the higher the number, any of you want a milder, more balanced, lighter beer, look for a beer that has a lower IBU. If you want something that's a little bit, has more personality, more zest, higher IBU.
And it usually is indicated right on the label.
Right.
You could read it, and most people, if you're getting up to the 35 or 40 IBU range, most people would say, yeah, it's a little bit hoppy. But, you know, that's the whole point, is the experience at the table is to get people outside of their comfort zone, get them in there. Here's a sample of this. Try this. Tell me what you think.
Well, that's the great thing, and I tell people all the time that if you get a dozen friends, everybody kick in whatever, $5-$10, and go to your local retailer that sells beer by the can, and many wine stores, liquor stores, they all are really improving their selection of single bottle or single can beers. Just start picking things. Pick an IPA, pick a lager, pick a Hefeweizen. Just go and have fun with it, and then just throw some steaks on the grill, light some cigars, take those 10, 12 beers, and just pour. Everybody take a sample, and you can do your own tasting notes. And I'm sure you sell flights at Eulalie, where people can get, what, 4, 5, 6, 8 different samples of beers?
You can ask for samples of any of our beers, and we do small flights as well. And I would also double down on that and say there's so many craft breweries that have tap rooms. So instead of always just going, you can always go back and barbecue, but you can have a craft beer adventure, especially in the Tampa area and many regions
across the country.
Yeah.
Because our listeners are coast to coast and worldwide, and you can do this anywhere around the world. And we've
Correct.
Got big listeners over in the UK, in Australia, at many of the military bases. Now, they don't serve beer at military bases. They should, but they don't. But nonetheless, many of our great troops, when they do go on leave or when they do come home, they sample many of those great spirits and great beers.
A lot of cigar-friendly beer gardens.
Correct.
Around. And it's great to be able to go taste it fresh from the tap. Site brewed, site served. It doesn't get any better than that. It's as pure as the wind-driven snow.
We've got a small flight of 44 beers that we're tasting right now. I mean, that's 44 is a pretty good number.
General, I need to correct you there.
Yes, Sergeant
We're
going
to need to make a decision here. I know 44 is important for Syracuse.
Correct.
But it's also President Obama's presidential number. We need to do 45 for Donald
45,
Trump.
45, Donald J. Trump. You know what, Sergeant Steve, good call. Again, that's why we keep you on staff. Good call. So you know what? We're going to have a MAGA special, our 45th beer. That'll be the granddaddy beer. We'll have to pick out something very, very special. And I know that they've got a great selection here at Davidoff Cigar Lounge. We'll find something for 45. Very, very good idea. Let's wrap up talking about ales with Tim Schachten, the head brewmaster at Eulalie Restaurant. And I call it Beer Garden, or what's the official name?
Well, Eulalie is the restaurant, right. And of course, Eulalie Spring Brewery.
Spring Brewery. Okay, I got to get that right. Eulalie, wait a minute, Spring Brewery. Okay, now I've got it official, so I will not screw that up. Let's talk about a Belgian ale. How does that differ from an IPA or just a regular?
Oh, Belgians, boy, let me tell you. You're talking about wild yeast. You're talking about just a wonderful phenolics on a nose. And sometimes it's spontaneous fermented, okay? So you're taking airborne yeast. You have lots of aging involved. Belgians have a wonderful tradition of many different beer styles. Saison yeast is a wonderful yeast that comes to mind that works great with fruited beers. And like Lambic, for instance, you know, that's another fruited beer that's from Belgium. And I could... Again, we could have a whole entire section on Belgian beers. They just blow your mind. You know, the Germans tend to be pretty structured and strict with their brewing techniques, and the Belgians are kind of throw caution to the wind a little bit, and it's ended up with some incredible results.
All right, let's real quickly, I want to hit on stouts and wheat beers.
Yes.
Stouts. Real quickly, what is a stout?
Well, a stout can be any gravity, meaning it could be...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And carrying next week into Novemberfest, the festivities will begin with a national cigar litation and libationary ceremony next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
The
The Cigar Dave Officers Club features absolutely spectacular cigars. We've had amazing selections over the last 15 years. This year, we had the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Sampler. We had the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the Aganorsa Leaf Sampler. We had the Platinum Nova Super Premium Sampler. And for October, we're featuring the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, three great cigars from one of Nicaragua's fantastic cigar manufacturers. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, nice small little cigar, and A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like Maduro cigars, you will love this Connecticut Broadleaf Raft Maduro medium-bodied flavor. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano, using an incredible, tasty Brazilian Habano wrapper, very, very rare. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. That's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com and join.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, with 45 various beers that we're going to be tasting, and probably 20-some-odd in this edition of Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers, and then next week we slide it into Novemberfest, a brand-new holiday that we're creating, since we're not going to be able to get to all 45 in this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. But I want something that's going to go with a wide range, a wide tasting variety of different beers. So I need something that's going to be on the medium-bodied side. Not too light, not too heavy. That's going to stand up to some of the higher IBU, higher hoppy beers, and as well with the milder beers. And I love Padron cigars. Everyone knows that. And I love their Padron Damaso, which now I think is about 3-4 years old. It's a magnificent cigar. Very different from a traditional Padron. This is the first time that they've made a cigar with a wrapper besides Nicaragua. And they use an Ecuadorian Connecticut. It's much lighter. This appeals to a different cigar connoisseur. This is more on a medium-bodied side. I'd call it heavy, light to medium-bodied. And it comes in four different sizes, a Corona, a Churchill, a Robusto, and I've got the Toro. Also comes in a pyramid as well now. But I've got the Toro, 6 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge. This uses beautiful Nicaraguan fillers. It's just in that, I would say, light plus to medium-bodied category, but it has a lot of richness, a depth of flavor. The palate, your palate will enjoy this. It really is a pleasant cigar. It's got a different type of Padron band, and the Damaso launched about 3-4 years ago. Suggested retail for the Toro that I have here is in the sixth. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's around $15. So it is a higher-priced cigar, but believe me, everything Padron makes, you cannot go wrong with. It is outstanding construction, fabulous aged tobaccos. The Padron Damaso is what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine in my right hand, ready for battle.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, this is the Cigar Dave Make America Lightate Again, the Mala Lightation device, 4 jet flames, big tank. That's what I would use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. Tim, I will give you the cutter. And, Tim, you take the foam and drool out of your mouth. I know you've been ready for that cigar, watching me on that, ready to go. Let me toast the foot of this cigar, this Padron Damaso, taking my time. No rush. Yes, we have a plethora, a cornucopia of fabulous beers to taste, but we're not going to rush anything. If I can't get to all of them today, we'll get to them next week. It'll be the sequel version of Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. I will puff and rotate. Outstanding. Fabulous draw. Nice notes right off. Little spice notes. But again, a different flavor profile than a Padron 1964, the 1926 series, even the regular Padron series. But very pleasant. This Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. I'm already thinking about the Molson Canadian that's on the list. But this Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, a lot of flavor. It's smooth, but more flavor, a little bit more richness than a USA Connecticut wrapper. And it is fabulous. Beautiful draw. Tim, how do you like that so far?
Oh, my goodness. This is delightful. Nice, huh? Delightful.
I remember when George Padron told me about this project. He said, we're going to do something very different. I'm going to give you a sample, but you're sworn to secrecy. So this is probably about 5 years ago. I said, when's it going to come out? He said, whenever we feel it's ready. Just like when you brew beer. If it's not ready, you're not releasing it out of those tanks. And it's the same thing. And this has become a nice, big hit for Padron. The Padron Damaso, that's what I will enjoy today. Next up.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Tim Shackton, head brewmaster of Eulalie Spring Brewery. If you would be so kind, our first beer today that we will enjoy of many is the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. I remember back 2 years ago going up to Cheers. Look at that on underneath the just the top there. We'll pour a little bit right in there. That's fine. I had the opportunity to spend a day with Jennifer Glanville, one of the master brewers at Boston Beer Samuel Adams. We sampled the Utopia, and we sampled this Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. Nice golden brown. We'll say cheers on that. Very good.
Cheers to you, friend.
This is an ale, I believe. Very nice.
Oktoberfest actually is a lager.
Oh, it's a lager.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Nice, rich color. Deep golden amber hue. A lot of harmony of flavors in this. Very flavorful, perfect companion with my Padron Damaso cigar beer tasting. Mega Maneuvers continue next.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Democrat-controlled Congress went on a domestic spending spree.
Ken Lohrman says officials are projecting we'll hit that trillion-dollar mark very soon. A former White House aide who's supposed to testify before a closed-door House impeachment investigation Monday wants a federal judge in Washington to instruct him whether to accede to the House demands for his testimony or to just assert immunity from congressional process as he's being directed by President Trump. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman says he can't satisfy the demands of both the legislative and the executive branches. House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler says you can't sue your way out of a subpoena.
Someone who is faced with a subpoena from a congressional committee or to obey that subpoena, the administration tells them not to. We now have a bunch of court decisions that say that the administration is wrong to do so in most cases.
Earlier in the week on the Salem Radio Network, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said the Democrats who support the endeavor are primary moderate Democrats in next year's election. Scalise and other Republicans demanding Democrats either hold formal impeachment vote or put an end. This is SRN News.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The growing popularity of online ordering is giving rise to virtual restaurants conceived only for delivery or takeout.
Many restaurant owners are whipping up dishes in their own kitchens that can only be accessed through third-party delivery apps like Grubhub and Uber Eats. Other restaurants are expanding their footprint with ghost kitchens where food is prepared for online orders only. The trend seeks to capitalize on the $26.8 billion online ordering market, which according to the NDP Group is the fastest growing source of restaurant sales in the U.S.
Jeremy House reporting. It also speaks to the power of third-party delivery apps, which have transformed expectations for speed and convenience. In many cases, those same platforms are extending their influence from how people get their food to what should go on the menu. Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. A new study claims a widely used software program that helps guide care for millions of patients is flawed by unintentional racial bias that leads to blacks getting passed over for special care.
The software predicts costs rather than sickness. It's used by U.S. insurers and hospitals to direct higher-cost patients into health care programs designed to help them stay on medications or out of the hospital. Whites tend to be higher-cost patients even when they're not as sick as blacks. The study found the software regularly suggested letting healthier white patients into health care risk management programs ahead of blacks who were less healthy because those white patients were more costly. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Pentagon awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing early frontrunner Amazon, as well as other tech titans like Oracle and IBM. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The end of October can only mean one thing. That, yes, we're in the height of football season, college and NFL. The temperatures are changing. The leaves are changing, except here in the Sunshine State of Florida. The palm fronds don't change. They're still green. And will stay that way all winter, we hope. But also means that we wrap up celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest with our Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. But this year, because we have so many beers that I have selected, first it was going to be 44 in honor of the great running backs at Syracuse. But then Sergeant Steve said, wait a minute. We got to honor the 45th president, Donald J. Trump. So we've got number 45 that we are selecting. 45 fantastic beers that we will sample this week for Oktoberfest. And next week into our new holiday called Novemberfest. As Lee Corso would say, beer life is good. And we welcome you back. Our Ford Theater of Operations Command Center Alpha has moved to the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, stone's throw from Tampa International Airport. My pleasure to welcome our special guest, the head brewmaster of Eulalie Spring Brewery in downtown Tampa, Tim Schachten. And Tim, we started off with a Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. Before I go into the list of all the beers on our list, let's talk about this Oktoberfest from Samuel Adams one more time. It has a deep orange hue to it, almost like the color of fall leaves.
Well, that's directly attributed to the Munich malt. And the Munich malt, it can make dark, it can make light, you can make a very delicate Oktoberfest. It can be rich This is kind of a very balanced Oktoberfest-style beer. It's cold fermented. It's delicious. It's got a wonderful nose, too. And the Munich malt, you know, the German brewers were so horribly jealous of the Viennese brewers because they invented the Viennese malt, which is lightly toasty. So they came up with the Munich-style malt to kind of combat them. And that's how that originated.
I'm going to call this mellow but tasty. It's got a deep autumn color. I would say that it it's mellow but tasty, a nice rich Marzen. Very, very pleasant all the way.
The yeast plays a lot in this beer.
Outstanding. Now, before we get to our next tasting, our next sampling, let's go over the list of 44 beers. The 45th, we're going to make a last-minute decision. It's going to be decided at the very end, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. But we started off with the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. Next up, we'll enjoy a Hofbräu Original to Helles. Then we're going to go to Australia, our great listeners down in Australia. We've got a big following down in Australia, down under. In fact, I was asked to take that 20-hour flight from New York down to Australia on Qantas. And my answer was, no thanks. I'm a pilot, love to fly, 20 hours in an airplane, as much as I love flying, no thank you. Got to get out. I think like 8-10 hours is my limit. But we're going to try the Foster's International Pale Lager. That should be interesting. Then Tim brought a very special beer from Eulalie. It is the Q Beer Oktoberfest Stout. Q name for Richard Gonsmart's, one of his current German Shepherds, Quentin. And we're going to go to one of my favorite craft breweries down in South Florida, Funky Buddha, for the Bonita Applebum Ale. That I cannot wait to get to. Then we're going to go up to, not far from Syracuse in central New York, Ithaca, Apricot Wheat, which is a wheat ale. Then we're going to go back down to South Florida, my guys, over at Placencia Cigars, the Placencia family. Carlos Padron involved with the Tank Brewing down in Doral. The Tank Freedom Tower Amber Ale. Freedom Tower, big landmark down in Miami. I think it's in Coral Gables or downtown Miami. So we'll sample that. Then we're going to have, this sounds great, the Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter. When I saw the beer, the name of the beer, I started drooling instantly. My mouth started foaming. I'm thinking, salted caramel porter, got to have it. Then we're going to go to a good old-fashioned USA lager, Bud Light. Your basic beer, they sell a ton of it. It's still popular with many people. Not one of my favorites, but people enjoy it, and it sells, and that's the bottom line. Next up, also made in the United States, the Yuengling Traditional Lager. Then we go to Republica Dominicana for the Presidente Light, which is a German Pilsner-style beer. And then the 12th beer, the Shipyard Pumpkinhead. I was up at Shipyard Brewing a number of years ago up in Portland, Maine. That's a very, very nice brewery. That Pumpkinhead is very, very popular. Number 13 will be the Scuttlebutt Hoptopia, an Imperial IPA. Number 14, Molson Canadian, a Molson Lager, eh? Now, here's the thing. If you get some Tim Hortons Timbits, little mini donut holes, eh, with a Molson Canadian and some poutine, you're good to go, eh? So we'll go up and have some Molson Canadian. I remember Molson Brodeur. That was a very high alcohol content beer. Then from Duclan Brewery, we're going to have the Duclaw. The Duclaw Sweet Baby Jesus. We had that last year. And this year from Duclaw, the Sweet Baby Java. Or is it Sweet Baby Jesus and Sweet Baby Java? I'm not sure. One of the two, depending if it's English or Spanish. Then we're going to try the Coors Banquet, kind of an old-style Coors beer. We'll have that. Number 18 is the Eulalie Green Cannonball IPA, a Tampa Cigar City-style IPA. So can't wait to get to that. Number 19, we go back up to Boston, Samuel Adams Boston Ale, another big popular beer. Number 20, Arrogant Bastard Ale. We'll try that. Number 21, in honor of Mick the Brit, we go over to the UK, Smittick's Red Ale. So we will do that. And then number 22, Monday Night Brewing's Blind Pirate Blood Orange IPA. That sounds interesting. Number 23, we go to Hawaii. Sergeant Steve, get ready with some Don Ho, if you will. By the way, I've been invited to the Ho House. It's a great place to go. You should go. A few hours, delightful time. You'll never go wrong at the Ho House. Number 23 is the Maui Pineapple Mana. So can't wait to try that. Number 24 is the Sun Brewery Graffiti Orange, a creamsicle wheat ale. That should be an interesting taste. Number 25 is Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout. That sounds interesting. Number 26, I believe it is the Brehan Brewhouse. Correct, Tim?
Yes, you are correct.
It's called the Cranbethia.
Correct.
Cranbethia, which is a whiskey-aged imperial stout.
Yes, sir.
You had me at whiskey. I'm ready to go. Ah, yes, we're going to get in the mood for that a little bit later on Tiny Bubbles with Don. Again, you've never been to the Hull House. He's invited me numerous times. He said, General, come to the Hull House in Hawaii. You'll have a great time. You always guarantee to get laid as soon as you walk in the door. Beautiful thing. Number 27 we'll have from Colombe, the hard cold brew coffee. That should be interesting. And, Tim, we're starting to see some unique expressions between coffee and nitro and beer, kind of a unique category that's become more popular the last couple of years.
Correct. I mean, cold nitro brewed coffee, a standalone without beer, is a big selling product here. But nitro dispensation tends to accentuate certain flavor profiles, and it would most certainly accentuate the flavor of coffee, indeed.
And then we go back to Hawaii, back to the Hull House, Don Ho, Maui Coconut Haiwa, a porter. Number 29 is Chimay Cinq Cents. Chimay, I believe, Belgian, correct?
Correct. A classic Belgian.
Classic Belgian. So we'll talk about that, taste that. Number 30, we go to France. Now, this is interesting. Now, when you think about France, what do you think about? You think about surrender flags retreating, rolling over. But who knew they made beer? The Kronenbourg 1664, a French international pale lager. So that should be interesting. Then number 31, this is going to draw the attention of the Democrats, pencil neck Schiff, of Robert Mueller. This is from Russia. Baltica 4, Russian dark lager. Yes, comrades, we will be enjoying special beer from Russia. Very interesting. As I was buying Baltica 4, I noticed two federal agents with little earpieces in ear, dark suits, following me around the store afterward. Very interesting. We'll be trying Baltica 4, and I'm sure there could be some sort of collusion involved between a lager and some sort of other beers. So we will try Baltica 4. Then we go from Russia to Deutschland for the Spaten Oktoberfest, a Mausen-style beer. Then we go to Iceland for the Einstock Icelandic Toasted Porter. We sampled Einstock last year, and it was excellent. It was very, very unique, a different variety from Einstock, so we'll try that. Then for number 34, we go from Iceland back to the Cigar City for the Eulalie Spring Brewing Crown Jewel with two L's, a limited release, a honey lager. Interesting story behind that, Tim, you will tell us about. Mm-hmm. And then we have the number 35, we go to Wisconsin. Oh, you betcha. Leinenkugels. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Correct. You can also call it Leinies, right?
Leinies.
Leinies.
Leinies or Leinenkugels, the canoe paddle kosh. Interesting. We'll try that. Then number 36, we go back to Miami, the tank, La Playita, a hop-accented pilsner. Should be interesting. Mm-hmm. Then number 35, we've got the Brewhound Brewhouse Mechanical Turk.
Mechanical Turk, yes.
A spiced coffee milk stout. We were talking about stouts and milk stouts.
Correct.
So we get to that. Now, 38, any beer that's called Goodwood, I mean, let's face it. Dames love, the harem loves Goodwood. Who doesn't love Goodwood? The Goodwood Bourbon Barrel Ale. I saw that. I'm like, gotta buy it. Number 39, the Funky Buddha Vibin, a grooven or groovable lager, they call it. Then we'll have number 40, the New City Mule. Number 41 in Florida, the Brew Bus, You're My Boy Blue, a blueberry wheat ale. Number 42, the Coastal Empire Coca Pina Gosa, which is a sour beer. We'll talk about that, sample that. Number 43, getting ahead of myself here, Flamingo. This is, I think, did I bring this or did you bring this? The Flamingo Nitro. Flamingo Nitro. So we'll Flamingo Dreams Nitro, a berry infused ale. Number 44, the Funky Buddha Key Lime Pie. That I cannot wait to get to. And 45 will be our special MAGA tasting beer in honor of President Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America. Now, think about it. To go through the names of all 44 beers and mention the 45th almost took the entire first segment of the show. So here's the thing. Before we go next, let's go to the Hofbräu Original. This is a Helles, if you would be so kind, Tim, to pour that. And let's talk about Hofbräu. Let's talk about their Helles. What is a Helles?
Well, a Helles is a traditional beer style that's indigenous to the Munich beer hall. And it tends to be a little bit softer in malt forward than the international European pales or lagers counterparts.
Wow. Now, let me just go ahead and say cheers on that. Let me take a sip here. Now, interesting.
Hops up front.
Yeah, it's hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way. It is noticeable hoppiness, but not IBU off the charts.
It's also, again, I come back to it, the malt signature.
Yeah, very malty.
It's very delicate at the
back. It's got a delicate malt taste, I would say. Delicate malt taste. This is perfect with the Padrón Damaso that we're enjoying today.
I agree.
And this, to me, is a medium-flavored beer. I'd say mild plus to medium.
Imagine being in the Hofbräu house right now. You know,
the Hofbräu house with all the bodacious dames, with the ample décolletage showing, with the steins. Mm. You know, they're ample dames over there. You know, for Oktoberfest, you don't want to screw with them, boy. I'll tell you what, when people don't realize that when they're done, they work for WWE as female wrestlers the rest of the year. They are stout themselves. So again, the Hofbräu Original, a Helles, light yellow in color, noticeable hoppiness, but not off the charts. And a delicate malt taste, medium in body. Very, very nice. All right, when we come back, we will hit the Foster's International Pale Lager, the Eulalie Spring Brewhouse Q Beer Oktoberfest Stout, Funky Buddha Bonita Applebum British Ale, I believe that is called, the British Ale. So we will continue our Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuvers. That will extend to next week into Novemberfest as we continue front and center from the Davidoff Cigar Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa.
The October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Enclave Broadleaf. This cigar features a dark Connecticut broadleaf Maduro wrapper, creating a medium-bodied smoke with hints of espresso, pepper, and chocolate. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Good news for those of you that are members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. The October 2019 selection featuring the A.J. Fernandez sampler has been shipped. It is in the mail. It is en route. You should be receiving those beginning of the week to early part of the week, depending on where you live in the United States of America. Let me tell you about the three cigars featured in the A.J. Fernandez sampler for October. First up, very unique cigar, small cigar, the A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano. This is the Cortica. These cigars handed out to guests staying at A.J. Fernandez's Casablanca house down in Nicaragua by the factory. Booming notes of spice, nice woody undertone, very unique size, very tasty. Next up, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. Newest addition to the Enclave features a deep, dark Connecticut broadleaf Maduro wrapper surrounding beautiful Nicaraguan fillers. It is medium-bodied, nice notes of espresso, pepper, even some occasional chocolate. Finally, the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano. Now, this is very unique. It's got a bright and snappy filler medley of Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran tobaccos, but they use a rare Brazilian Habano wrapper that is only sold to two manufacturers in the world. A.J. Fernandez is one of them. Three great cigars, the October 2019 Officers Club selection, the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, the A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano Cortica, the A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf, and the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano. If you want to get three fantastic cigars shipped directly to you, great cigars, mild, medium, full, huge variety, go to CigarDave.com, become a member of the Officers Club,
$22.95 per month. You get three exceptional cigars, the latest and greatest in cigars. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club right now. Be one of the special few to enjoy fabulous cigars.
Break out the Lederhosen for Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers. With a giant stein in hand, here's the global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
At the rate we're tasting our beers in our mega beer tasting, this could end up going from Oktoberfest to Novemberfest to Decemberfest. So we will definitely wrap it up before champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers the end of December. Rejoined by Tim Shacklin, the head brewmaster at Eulalie's Spring Brewery down in downtown Tampa. And Tim, we already sampled the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. We then went to the Hofbräu Original Helles. And just one other tasting note on that I wanted to talk about, because that is a München-style Helles lager. Nice, clear gold color. A lot of you can definitely taste the aroma or smell the aroma of the graininess in there. No question about it. And it has some floral notes, some spicy notes. To me, just very noticeable on the hop, but not like an IPA that's going to blow you out of the water.
Oh, yeah, not even close to an IPA. IPA is just loaded with hops. And then, of course, you got that German malt signature. Again, it's very delicate, and it's malt at the end and in the aftertaste.
Well, next we're going to go down from Germany, from Deutschland to Australia. We have a huge following down in Australia. Many of our great alphas, lieutenants down under, many of them listen live. When I was going to the Cigar Retailers Convention, there were two retailers and three, four guests that came with them from Australia stopping me to take pictures. Great gentlemen. They said, you got to come down under, General, and I do want to get under. I'd love to do a show down there. I think that would be awesome. To smoke cigars, have some great beers, and just hang out with our Aussie alphas down there, the AAs, the Aussie alphas. So next up, we've got Foster's. Now, this is an Australian beer, Foster's Lager. It comes in the size of a oil can. So if you're done drinking the beer and you got extra, you could probably put this into your car, because it is that. It looks like a giant quart of oil. It's huge. Very, very big. But this is known as Australia's famous beer brand or bar brand, Foster's.
Correct.
Now, Australia, but also brewed in the United States. This is an American-style lager, they call it, or Australian-style.
Australian-style lager. And very indicative of the hop variety that they use in this beer. It's called Pride of Ringwood.
All right.
And you're going to taste it.
Pride of... There we go.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. No problem. We'll get that. Here we go. There we go.
Out of the can, it's
different. That's why we carry bar mops all over the place.
Got to drink it out of the can, maybe, huh?
You never know. You never know what's going to spill. That's why we come amply prepared. All right. Now, this, I'll tell you, this is a very, very light color. I mean, this is just a super. It's almost a pale straw color in my estimation. So we'll say pale straw color. A little fruitiness on the nose.
Correct. Cereal grains go into the grain.
Cheers on that. Take a sip. There we go.
Absolutely.
Maltiness. There's malt character, but very light, very clean. Not a lot of hoppiness. So I'm going to say malt character, but clean. Clean, and I would say lively and smooth.
Typically, with the Pride of Ringwood hops, you might get like a delicate, delightful mineral.
Yeah, a little minerally type of
mineral. And that's one of the reasons why I love this beer.
Yeah, interesting. And some other tasting notes. This would combine nicely with with stone crabs. It's stone crab season right now, because this is mild enough. Not going to overpower those stone crabs and vice versa. This is very pleasant. And this is a pretty big selling beer worldwide, correct?
Yes.
Outstanding. All right, so we have three beers down the hatch. I cannot believe the first half hour of the second hour of the show is done. Sergeant Steve, prepare for Decemberfest maneuvers. We're definitely going. We'll get to as many beers as we can today. Then we're going to continue it next week to Novemberfest. Why not? Cigars, beer, life is good.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars wearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here,
Jerry Darlak and the Touch, a Buffalo band, and beer is big in Buffalo. Got to play them during Cigar Oktoberfest. That's going to be spilling into Novemberfest next week with all the 45 beers we'll be tasting. I think we're going to be lucky to get to about 14 beers in this show. But you know what? You're not in a rush. I'm not in a rush. Tim Shackton of Eulalie, the master head brewmaster at Eulalie Spring Brewery. Are you in a rush?
Not at all.
We got cigars. And by the way, we'll have another cigar next show. So plenty of cigars, plenty of great beer libations, good company. Life is good. No rush. It could be worse. I mean, we could actually, have to deal with the enemies of pleasure this week and next week, and we don't. So that's always a good thing. Let's talk about for just a moment, as we talk about beers, I've talked about that Buffalo group. At one time in the United States, not that long ago, really 40 years ago or so, beers were very local and regional. I remember growing up in Buffalo, there was a beer called Iroquois beer. Very big in Buffalo, Rochester. Genesee beer was initially an upstate New York beer, and then it spread. The Great Outdoors in a glass. But you look at Milwaukee, there were regional beers. Chicago, everywhere you went, you didn't have the big national brands, Budweiser and Miller. Those came really, I would say, in the last 40 or so years. Really, the local breweries were the dominant brewers, and that changed. Do you remember that growing up in Milwaukee and then moving down to Tampa?
Well, actually, I grew up here in Tampa.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather came down. I have an old can of Genesee Cream Ale on my shelf in my collection at home, and I tend to collect cans and steins and stuff. It's a good habit to have. But you're right. The globalization kind of changed the market environment. You know, the brewers have a constant struggle for relevance when it comes to shipping costs and these kind of things. The centralization, it happens in every business, and it's most certainly has seen its ups and downs in the craft beer in the beer business in general.
Well, and you've seen the smaller local regional breweries get gobbled up by bigger regional breweries, then they get gobbled up. But what's interesting is there's kind of a renaissance going back. With all the craft brewers, we're starting to see more local brewers than ever. And people now, you go to the Tampa International Airport here, Cigar City beer is available everywhere in the state. We're starting to go back to a regionalization of craft beers, which I think is a good thing.
I agree. And it was the biggest impact on the beer industry, in my estimation, was the passage of the Volstead Act, which was the prohibition. And that really just lay a lot of brewers flat on their feet.
Sure.
Now, of course, you also have to take into consideration the advancement of shipping knowledge and the ability to package the beer. You know, the canning, bottling, it has developed actually more recently than not. You have a lot of craft brewers getting involved with canning and bottling, too, which is very advantageous.
Well, I think what's interesting is maybe 10 years ago, if you said craft brewer, people would look at you and say, what? What are you talking about? Today, there are craft brew trails and tours in every state, every city, no matter where you go. It's a big tourist draw now. People want to go and tour the breweries. They want to go to the tap rooms. I know Hamburg Brewing, a great craft brewer up in Buffalo, Hamburg, New York, John Russo Sr. and Jr. We've sampled many of their beers. I've been to their brew house. You go there on a weekend, you see license plates from 10 states as far as Texas. It's crazy. You'll see Maine and Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York State, where they're located, but, Virginia, West Virginia. It's incredible the passion people now have to tour across the country and find craft brewers. And when they find something, they gravitate towards it, and many times they can't buy it in their local areas, so they gobble up as much as they can.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've seen lines wrap around breweries when they have bottle releases. And, of course, you have the advancement of the farmhouse brew. So you've got a lot of people out on the edges of the urban areas opening up the small farmhouse-style breweries and innovating there. So there's trails all over the country. Anywhere you can go, if there's a metropolitan area, I guarantee you, you're going to find some kind of tour.
Do a web search for wherever you're traveling. Let's say you're traveling to San Francisco. Type in San Francisco craft brewers, craft brewery tours. Boom, You'll see a list everywhere in the country. There's literally a craft brewer in every city and town in America now, which I think is great. Let's go to your beer. Let's go to the Eulalie Spring Brewery Q Beer. Q stands for Quentin Richard Gonsmart of the Gonsmart family. He's a big German Shepherd fan like me. He's got two. I've got two. Quentin is one of his two current German Shepherds. Q Beer, Oktoberfest Stout.
Well, Q Beer is an Oktoberfest, and it's a blend of Vienna and Munich malt, Weinstephaner yeast, a very traditional German yeast strain. So you're going to get caramel up front, a little toasty, the toasty notes on the middle center of the palate, and a wonderful, delightful, clean, crisp, easy finish.
Now, for a stout, this is not as dark as I thought.
No, it's not technically a stout. It's an Oktoberfest, or it's also known as a Märzen.
Oh, so this is not an Oktoberfest stout.
Well, the stout and the Oktoberfest are two different styles. The stout's is a dark ale.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
This is a lager, actually.
This is a lager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. So this is just called what, an Oktoberfest lager?
Correct. You remember the first beer that we tried, the Sam Adams Oktoberfest?
Right.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but it's a different blend of malts, and of course, it's locally brewed.
So cheers on that. Nice, beautiful, almost looks like maple syrup, if you will. Hmm. Oh, that is smooth.
Thank you.
Light, little bit of hoppiness, just a tad bit of hoppiness on the back. I'd say IBU 45, 48.
No, more closer to 30.
Okay.
Right? And, again, it's a malt. It's a malt-accentuated aftertaste. So you've got toastiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The yeast is very distinctive. The yeast is kind of the cement that puts the whole thing together. And it helps create a unique flavor profile.
I call it a light hoppy zing, because when it goes back, I actually like that little hoppy zing as it goes back. Let me take another sip here.
That's noble German hops, Tettnanger hops. Again, another traditional hop style.
Now, we should say to all of our alphas listening across the country, worldwide, this Eulalie Q Beer Oktoberfest Lager, not available in stores. It's only available at Eulalie. Not available at the Columbia restaurant.
Not yet, and it's a limited seasonal. I qualify this as a seasonal offering. So,
Tim, I know where to find you next year to get some of this. This is excellent.
Thank you.
This is really very smooth. And tell us again what makes it so smooth and that malty taste.
Well, to begin with, it's what we were discussing at the opening, is the idea that lager, it requires more cellaring time, cold storage. You have time for the yeast to completely finish its job and slowly settle to the bottom of the tank. And it creates brilliant clarity. And then, of course, the addition of high-quality European and American malts. You know,
delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And perfect combination with this Padrón Damaso. It is just magnificent. Outstanding.
Thank you, sir.
Mm. This is a General's 5-star selection. No doubt about it. You know what's the sad part about it? It's not available in stores, so people cannot sample this that are listening to us in Los Angeles or Buffalo or Charlotte or Seattle or Australia.
They're going to have to suffer the torment of coming to Tampa.
Got to come to the cigar city of Tampa. Exactly right. Outstanding. Absolutely spectacular. So when is this available at Eulalie?
Well, I would reckon it would be available through November.
And when does it start? With availability, September?
I love to tap this beer right in the center of the Oktoberfest. So right about now, you know, that last week of September, the first week of October is usually when we come out with it. Of course, it's a little warm down here. It's not like it is over in Germany, but still no matter. I've got refrigeration on my tanks.
You are good. You are good to go. Now, another brewery that I really, really have become a big fan of, not just their beer, but the guys that run it are great. John Lynn. We had him on Funky Buddha Brewing on the show. And also, they were one of our sponsors for the Cigar Dave Alpha Male Pleasure Fest on the flight line at Shelter Aviation in 2018, last year. And their beers were beyond incredibly popular. And this is going to be a superb, unique expression, because one of the things they do, they come up with some really cool beers. I love their IPA Hop Gun. It's got a great, full-forward, you know, hoppy flavor. This is the Funky Buddha Bonita Apple Bum, made with cinnamon, vanilla, and apples. Now think about that. And just looking plenty. Look at this. This looks like a baked apple pie in the glass. And the notes, apple pie notes.
Wow, oh, that man. Smells great.
I mean, that's all you can say is apple pie on the nose. It is, I'm drooling already. We'll say cheers.
Cheers.
Take a taste of this. Oh, this is unique. Now, it's not like eating apple pie, but I'm definitely getting vanilla, definitely getting that apple, not overly sweet.
No.
I think people are going to be, you're going to look at this saying, oh, this is going to be a super sweet beer. It's not. I would say on the 6.4% alcohol by volume, so it has some body to it. Take another sip here.
A little cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just, it has the taste of apple pie. I'm going to mark this down. Taste of apple pie. I'm going to put a fall apple pie without the sweetness. And it is indeed an amalgamation of spice and flavor. Outstanding. Mm. 5-star selection on this one, Sergeant Steve. No doubt about it. This gets the 5-star selection, as did the Eulalie Quentin Q Beer Oktoberfest Lager. What'd you think of this one, Tim?
Delightful. I mean, you've got, it's clicking on all cylinders. It's like a little piece of fall right there. And you got the spice, you got the apples. It's not like a cider.
No, not at all.
It's got the malt, it's got the body, and I think that alcohol by volume measures up perfectly.
Would you ever consider brewing a beer expression like this, something that's kind of unique with these kind of flavors?
Oh, we do. We do a lot of different innovation, especially with fruit. And I do. I'm about ready to tap a guava lambic. That's
guava lambic.
Yeah,
interesting.
Doing a guava lambic, and every year we do what's called honeymoon lager, and that's to celebrate the strawberries harvest with Plant City,
that's
our
right.
Local strawberry growers. I cut a whole flat of strawberries and blend it into every half barrel keg that we tap, and it's just delightful.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of 5-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. 5-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, 5-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. 5-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is 5-Star Bank. 5starbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's 5-Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
And drink cocktails, too.
You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime.
Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar,
like I do in the morning. I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. While Oktoberfest in Munich may only run 18 days, we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest all month long. With more beer samplings, here's the General, Cigar Dave.
Correction. We are going to be celebrating Oktoberfest not only in October, but going into November for Novemberfest. We've got 45 beers that we are going to sample. We're not going to get to them all in this show. We're going to be lucky to hit 10. And Tim Schachten, the head brewer of Eulalie Spring Brewery here in the Cigar City of Tampa, we've had such a great time talking about beers and getting in the intricacies that we're going to have to spill this over to next week. Can you stick around for another show?
Absolutely.
Count me in. Another cigar coming your way, another litation and libation ceremony. So let's talk about a wheat beer, wheat ales. We talked about the different styles. There's lagers and there's ales. Wheat beers. This is a combination wheat beer with ale. So I would assume you're going to get the smoothness of wheat with a little bit of the strength of an ale.
Well, the great thing about wheat is it's a great platform grain. In other words, if you're going to mix it with fruit, if you're going to mix it with other things that you want to express yourself in that beer, it's easy to do. And the wheat as a style typically represents where 50% or more of the grain in the recipe is wheat malt. Now, that's usually if they put wheat of any kind on the label, that's what it would indicate. A large portion of the grain billing would be wheat, which actually is very difficult for brewers because wheat is a husked grain, and it tends to create a stuck mash, which is a problem. But wheat is soft, it's delicate. It accentuates the notes of fruits, vegetables, anything. And it's no surprise that you have apricots on this beer.
Well, we'll say cheers, Ithaca Beer Company. This is Ithaca, New York, just south of Syracuse, central New York. Know it very well. This is what they call a fruit beer. It's got a very light, hazy, orange-amber color. And the aroma, you definitely get some of the wheat, but you're really getting a preponderance of that those apricot notes.
Almost sherry, you know?
Yeah, it really is just delightful. We'll take a sip here.
The palate expression is much more brilliant than the nose.
Yeah, a little dull on the taste. With so much of the apricot on the nose, I'm a little surprised. It's very muted. So dull on the taste and muted apricot. So a little bit disappointing to me. What do you think?
Well, it's not for me to
no, no,
speak
what do you
poorly
think?
About.
It
all depends on what your perspective is and where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a filet of grouper in front of you, this might be pretty good.
It might be okay. Yeah, I'm a little disappointing on this one. So, look, what I say is try it. It may your palate, you may enjoy it. Definitely on the milder side.
If you're an apricot fan, you might like
this.
You're
going to like this. Next up, we're going to go to my good friends, the Plasencia family, Carlos Padron, down in Miami, Doral, the Tank Brewing. They have really created a great craft brewery down in the Doral area. And when they started, their beer was just available only at the brewery in their tap room. Now it's available in cans, bottles across the state. Good distribution. And this is the Freedom Tower Amber Ale. And Freedom Tower, a well-known landmark down in Miami. This is an amber red ale, 5.3% alcohol by volume. We'll say cheers. Oh, my God, the aroma on this is incredible. Some
hop-driven fruitiness.
Yeah, almost a little toffee on here, too. Take a sip.
Very good good balance to this beer.
Oh, this is delicious.
Got a kiss of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
A little bit of amber malt in the center.
This is really it's malty. I'm going to call this malty sweetness because the malt just really almost like an M&M. It melts in your mouth. It's that delicious. Not a lot of hoppiness.
Center-driven with malt.
Oh, yeah, with some fruit notes on here, too. I'm definitely getting some fruity notes.
And, again, that fruit, the fruit notes are driven by the hops.
So, absolutely magnificent. Let's do one more that I think we can get in here. So we're going to only do 8 in this Cigar Oktoberfest mega tasting maneuver, but we go to Novemberfest next week. This is the Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter. By the way, the Tank Freedom Tower, 5-star selection all the way. Really enjoy that. Now, this is a very unique beer. This is from the People's Republic of California. I saw the can with a moose, and it said Salted Caramel Porter Malt Beverage Aged 6 months in Bourbon Barrels. I knew it was for me. So let me look at the aroma. It's got a dark brown color. Definitely get that caramel notes. We'll say cheers.
Wow.
Take a sip here.
That's delicious.
Oh, this is delicious. Not getting a ton of caramel, but enough. But you definitely get that little woodiness on the barrel. This is absolutely delicious. Not overpowering. The Anderson Valley Salted Caramel Porter.
very, very nice. Tim Schachten, head brewmaster, Eulalie Spring Brewery, Cigar City of Tampa. Stay there. We're going to record another show while we're here. Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Tasting Maneuvers continues next week into Novemberfest. Cigar Dave, the General. Say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Part 2, Oktoberfest into Novemberfest.
Hey, guys. I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at RedingRancheria.com.